It's a Canola Minute brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association. Executive Director Barry Coleman is with us.
NDSU entomologists recommend looking for diamondback moth larvae feeding on canola pods. Fields with some pod feeding from mature larvae have been observed near Devil's Lake and northeastern areas of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota recently. This is the second generation of diamondback moths. Scout for mature larvae, which are usually about a half inch long, which feed on flowers on young pods of late planted canola. This is when the canola crop is most susceptible to injury. Larval feeding during blooming to early pod development can cause delayed plant maturity, uneven crop development, and significant yield reduction. The next generation, the third generation of diamondback moth, usually occurs too late in the season to cause plant injury. Insecticides registered for diamondback moth control include diamides and pyrethroids and can be found on the NDSU Insect Management Guide and the Northern Canola Growers Association website.
That's Canola Minute, brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association.